When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium closer to their house, sacking the mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner. Firstly by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Hello, Rejat Regina.
Don't understand that. Hi, Lloyd. How are you?
Well, it's kind of a reference to the recent coronation, Regina, like Reg. You call yourself Reg, don't you? And then Regina, a lot of people going,
oh. Other people call me Reg.
No.
It's a nickname. No. People call me it. You've just been in Dubai.
I have. But also, I spotted last night, I was watching the Sheffield Wednesday highlights of their unbelievable comeback against Peterborough. There's another player called Rhys James.
Yeah, if you think I'm not aware of this, mate, then you obviously underestimate how much I Google my name. Lloyd, should we talk about briefly what everyone's been talking about, what the word on the street is at the moment in the world of entertainment, comedy, football, all sorts of things?
Yeah, my trip to Dubai.
That's right. They're talking about how my tour has been extended into the autumn and tickets are available on my website now all over the UK and Ireland.
Oh, right. So you extended it into the autumn, have you?
Yeah. About to finish the spring one. And bash it out in the autumn. I've got nothing else in the diary, mate.
Yeah, have you not?
Just do more tour dates, more of these.
Yeah. More podcasts, more tour dates, less muck the week, I guess is what the autumn is, isn't it, really?
Yeah, exactly.
How many more dates are you doing?
I think it's about 30. Another 30 odd.
Are you going to towns that you'd never heard of before this schedule was given to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
One has got some of the sort of smaller towns, but with nice little theatres and art centres in them. But there's definitely some that you do wonder about. Your Horshams. I'd heard of these places. But I just never played there. Your Horshams. Your Andovers.
Oh, the lights.
Oh, Andover the lights, big time. There's a great Lee Mack gag about it. I read in a review years ago that Lee Mack was doing like a work in progress at a venue called the Lights in Andover, and he said, "And over the light sounds like a robbery in a chandelier shop." It's good stuff, isn't it?
And that is why he is the best. We should get him on this podcast.
We absolutely should do that. But in the meantime, we have a different guest.
Yes.
And that's Laura Smith. You would have seen that from the episode title. Laura Smith, hammer, absolute hammer. Loves West Ham.
She's a brilliant comedian. You know, I've seen her on Live at the Apollo. She's got a new podcast with Michelle DeSwart, very good friend of ours. So she's very talented. She's a comedian. She's actor. She's a writer, podcaster. But crucially, for this podcast, she's a hammer. Rhys, James from Chef Wednesday, should we get into it?
Let's get into it. Joining us today on Fit and Proper, the excellent podcast, is a comedian, a writer, a actor, a podcaster. Yeah, correct. And a hammer.
I am a hammer.
Big hammer. It's Laura Smith. Welcome to the show, Laura Smith.
Thank you very much, Rhys James.
Yeah, big hammer.
I'm a big hammer, but you know, it's like a personality trait. Do you know what I mean? It's like pie and mash, West Ham. And then, you know, people start talking about stuff and I glaze over and go, it don't take long for a convo to be well out of my depth on a bit.
For them to go, right. You're an hammer. Yeah. You're not an hammer.
I'm not like irons. No, I'm not fully.
Where did you grow up?
E12, so next to Manor Park, Forest Gate, so in Newham, so yeah.
In Newham. How far away was that from the bowling?
Bowling, you could hear a big match on a big day.
Really?
I grew up two doors away from Bobby Zamora.
Oh,
no. So,
born in wow. Barking, but raised in Manor Park. So, and where I live in Forest Gate is just the other end of Green Street, really. Caffrine Road, Green Street. So, yeah.
Oh, really? So, yeah. Proper.
Proper.
Did you go as a kid?
Did go as a kid, yeah. And went a lot in my 20s. Kind of tailed off when I met my husband, really.
Why?
Only because, because...
Does he support West Ham?
He does-ish now. He's from the North East, actually. So he was...
Of England or London?
Of England. Yeah. So from near Darlington. And so he was Newcastle. But very loosely, but he came to the first West Ham match he came to, like when he was invited into the family. It was Newcastle, and Newcastle beat us. So this must be going back 10 years. So we just looked at him like, you better choose now, to be honest.
It was that moment because so frustrated. But what a bad time for him to now be hammer as Newcastle finally are about to, you know, dominate, be in the title race for years.
He's so loosely a fan, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So we back Newcastle, we're enjoying Newcastle's success and you know, there's no kind of relishing West Ham's demise.
Was your family big West Ham fans, as in they would go to games and it was like through and through?
Yeah. And
my dad, we're at the end of the road.
Yeah,
you
basically.
You couldn't not go to the game.
And my dad loved it. And he was a big gambler. So then he had to stop gambling on football matches because it stopped him being able to enjoy football, basically. Yeah. He wanted to just be purely...
I don't get how people can gamble on football. The amount of people that... Like, I'll be on a night out on Saturday night, someone will come up to me and be like, fucking Grimsby, you fucked my accumulator today. I'm like, mate, I don't play for them.
Yeah,
I don't play for them. Just because I support them, don't bet on Grimsby.
Yeah.
Don't bet on football.
You know gamblers as well. And it's so rife. And you know that mint where they look at, me accumulator. You know they can see
it. And they're on their phone the whole game. They're watching their own team and they're on their phone the whole game checking the other scores.
Yeah.
To see if they're, you know, going to lose their fiver or whatever.
Do you still bet?
Very occasionally. Big events. Big, like an England
Coronation.
Game. Occasionally I'll have football. A little, who's going to be king?
Yeah.
Who's it going to be?
Well, it's
will Meghan turn up?
Oh, no. That's the 50,
the odds aren't in that much in her favour. Well, which Meghan are you thinking of? See? That's where you're going wrong.
Oh, he's so funny in a way, isn't he? So you would go to games? Or
yeah,
not?
No, I can't think that I would. My brother would have... My brother and older sister would have. I was not really bothered. I was a bit like, I was the youngest. So I was a bit like divvy. And then, I say more in my 20s, I did it. I was go to games a lot. My sister Amy is the hardcore overland and sea, getting time off to go to Frankfurt. You know, she was
really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like properly up. And that was a good run. I think when we were relegated once, that was a lot of fun going to like away matches. I'm going back when 2000.
Well, I don't want to ask. I don't want to ask you.
West Ham relegated could be any.
No, sure.
I don't ask you your age. I think it's very rude for men to ask a lady age. If West Ham,
a bit out of date.
Growing up, what was the sponsor, and then we'll work it out from there.
What are they called? Was it BCA Windows, and then Doc Martens was the big one as well.
BCA Windows.
Was it that? I've gone.
Look, before my time,
Tony Cotty,
I wasn't even
on
playing out
shirt.
At this stage.
Dagenham Motors was a big one.
You weren't even out the fucking scrotum at this stage.
Wow. Not where I thought that was going.
What? Here's West Ham. There's a really good website called Historical Kits.
Oh, go on.
Okay.
And it's you can go back to the years and you can see what sponsors. You've absolutely nailed it. So it's BAC Windows.
BAC Windows.
BAC Windows.
Oh, my gosh. So that is 89, 90.
Yeah, so that would have been
90, 91. 91, 92. Then after BAC Windows, you had Dagenham Motors.
Yep, Dagenham Motors.
For 3 years.
That was, what's his name? Julian Dix type sort of territory, yeah.
Then you had a sponsorless?
You had a season without one.
Yeah, that rings a bell. Sponsorless. It don't sound nice, but I think you're right. Yeah.
It looks good, but it looks
unsponsored, baby.
The Doc Martens logo looks so good on the kit.
Was that DiCanio? Would have been Doc Martens. My sister's got a good. My sister lived in Italy studying, and someone nearly died when they saw her in her DiCanio.
Really?
Yeah.
It was 98 to 2003.
But then I think one of the worst sponsors, JobServe.
I know. Yeah. I mean, if that weren't on brand,
yeah, JobServe. You've had some weird sponsors on West Ham, but yeah, I think for me growing up, the Doc Martens kit was absolutely Dagenham Motors.
Yeah,
but BAC Windows. I mean, honestly, that's a blast from the past.
Would that be Tony Cotty and all that?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. Razor Ruddock, other people. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? All right, okay, so BAC Windows. Oh, I
feel like I've passed the authenticity test and showed my age.
It is a quiz we do.
Yeah.
For all the West Ham fans listening, you can now trust everything Laura says.
I quite like it. It's almost like you're going down memory lane, though, with these kits. I love like early 90s. You won't remember this because you're a small child. But like thinking back to all the sticker books, the paninis that I had.
Yeah.
Just all the sponsors on those tops. Honestly, absolutely.
Panini sticker books still exist now.
Yeah,
and
of course.
People, children still do them now.
They do still do them. And yeah, that's so nice because.
Not the same.
But I think it is the same. It's like when you talk about music and everything. Like, I look at my oldest child's 20, and she, you know, when she comes in from concerts, the way she loves music and is into music, which I would go, oh, music's dead, because it's not my whole world. So the stuff that filters through to me is the kind of shite, but she really is in it.
Who's she listening to?
Well, she does like, I don't know. I'm not engaged.
Now this is
like,
the authenticity
test. Like, she told me about Little Sims, you know,
yeah,
way before on anyone's radar and things like that. And oh, well, she's going to tell me off if she listens to this because I can't think. But, you know, like she'll be sending me stuff. But it's more that she's so into it. And like she went to Paris to go to a concert because they weren't going to tour in London for someone else. And, you know, like she's so into it. And you think... It's more just because we are just gnarly old fucks
this
now.
This is what
we
it
don't
is,
have
Lloyd.
That love.
You don't miss what Panini stickers looked like back in the day. You miss being young.
Yeah.
No.
And not and your limbs not aching.
Do you go to games now at all?
Sometimes. I've tried to fall in love with being at London Stadium. I've tried.
Have you been a few times?
Yeah, been a few times. I'm just busy. I've got the little kids and all that. So my middle one now, so she's 7, so she's got into it, but and my nephew, George, is like, he's 13, so he is
prime
diehard West Ham, like diehard. Declan Rice, Declan Rice gone out of our radar, you know, when Declan was about 17, 18, it was George's absolute hero. So for his trajectory to have been what it is, it's almost feels like such like this vindication for George. He just loves him so much, do you know, like,
yeah,
and
oh
it
God,
was on his
amazing.
Radar. So it's mad watching what he's become and what he means.
George is going to be so heartbroken in about 2 months.
I know.
When he signs for Chelsea.
I know.
Goes back to Cobham.
You have to have this experience as a football fan, as a teenage football fan or a kid. It's formative. Your hero has to betray you. It has to leave the club.
Do you know what? And I realised, like, for the World Cup, when we lost, I realised George was the same age I was for Italia 90. And he was just... No, that's a lie. He was the same age my brother was for Italian 90, and my daughter was the same age I was for Italian 90. And I just thought... And they were crying and all that. And I thought,
really?
I felt like Homer Simpson. I know, honey. I used to believe in stuff too.
Yeah. It's like it does get easier once you lose every single
I think after 98,
tournament.
Going out to Argentina, I think after that, I thought, I'm not getting involved.
No emotion anymore.
It becomes inevitable. You have a sort of distance to it, don't you?
Which kid broke your heart, Reese? which footballer broke your heart? I'm guessing Adebayor.
No, it was the original one.
Who do you support, Reese? I should know this. Should
Tottenham
I?
Hotspur.
Oh, you're Spurs.
The original one that I was I couldn't believe the idea of this of someone even leaving.
So,
and I had this. No.
Okay.
I was a bit.
I'll let you tell the story.
I was a bit young to understand the sort of politics of and the financial side of the Sol Campbell issue. I remember being on holiday and me being like, I get that he's gone to Arsenal, but why is it why is it worse than ever? And my dad sitting me down as if it was like family news. Yeah, he was just going, okay.
So there once was a man. Again.
When a man loves a team very much, it was like that. But
sometimes a man will fuck a
he
team.
He will be, okay. Yeah, exactly, yeah. But he was explaining like, he said he was going to renew the contract and then he didn't. And I was just like, contract? I mean, this is all words with too many syllables. The one who broke my heart, who I had the long sleeve away blue pony Hewlett Packard shirt of.
Oh, let me...
Gold and blue, this shirt. Gold trim. And I had the long sleeve one. I wore it all the time. It's an amazing kit, this. And I had him on the back. He was my absolute hero. And then he left. And he wasn't even at Spurs for that long, really. No. It's not like a Declan Rice rise up thing. It was David Ginola. Absolutely broke my heart. And I was like, I was literally requesting matches from my parents, as in like lighter matches, to burn the kit as like a 9-year-old or something. Going, I have to burn it. I have to burn it. He's betrayed me. And I think I did cry. And then they were just like, they were a bit like, yeah, this is going to happen a lot.
He's done worse things though, hasn't he? I mean, he's responsible for a whole generation, like scores and scores of lads out in Magaluf wearing loafers with no socks.
He's responsible
for that.
Yeah, Spurs is a very small part of his legacy, it turns out. And Breaking My Heart is, you know, probably not even on his Wikipedia.
Do you know what? I did take a banner in Scotty Parker's last game, and it was almost like, it's okay, we understand, we still love you, we forgive you. Yeah. I think that was basically what my banner wrote. I didn't even stop loving Scotty Parker when he went to Spurs. That's how much I love him.
Well, this is what's going to happen when Harry Kane inevitably leaves in the summer. I will just be like, I get it, man. Go and do what you got to do.
But you know what?
We have failed you.
We would move if we could.
Yeah, yeah.
George's birthday's in July. So when we were like, oh, we'll get him, you know, he's got every bloody kit in the undersun. We were like, oh, and we were so like deep in kind of World Cup fever. And it was like, we'll get him the shirt. And then it was like, should we put Kane on the bat? And everyone, shut the fuck.
Rice.
Probably went did Rice. I can't remember. Yeah. Might have done his surname. I'm not sure.
Lloyd and Reese, breaking news just reaching us, and that is that Laura Smith is now the new owner of West Ham United. We'll try and get more details on that deal as and when, but just to confirm, Laura Smith is now the new owner of West Ham United.
Wow, congratulations.
That's huge.
I mean, I didn't see that coming, even though this podcast literally is
happens every
this,
episode. Yeah, but
for that feature to work.
How weird, I'm here for
so
the
you
news.
Bought West Ham United.
Yes.
Do you know how much it cost you? I say, do you know how much?
I mean, I just got it for a mere... I'm deep in Succession, so I'm like, 100 million don't mean anything to me at the minute. I'll give Connor that.
100 mil for Connor's...
Connor Cody.
Just for an extra 0.1%.
Spoiler
alert.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think you're supposed to say that before.
What?
The spoiler.
You're
saying it after defeats the point.
No,
okay, so a succession amount of money.
Who wins the election?
Means nothing, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So it's probably in the hundreds of millions.
Yeah, fine. Because I made it all from porn, so that's fine. Just as we do, West Ham crew.
Porn?
Yeah. Well, the Dildo Brothers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
David Gold was, isn't it?
They were trying to negotiate for, I think, William Carvalho.
Of course, yeah.
And the man, I think he was at Sporting.
Sporting, yeah.
And I think the chairman of Sporting was like, can't negotiate with these guys, the Dildo Brothers. They're just impossible what they're offering. It's ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is, yeah. Well, congratulations for negotiating.
So you also were in, turns out, a porn mogul.
Yeah. Standard.
Behind the scenes for however long.
Keep it sordid.
You get that very under the radar.
You can still call it Succession. It's just like there's a bit of a pause in between. So it's more of like Succession. You know?
Hey. Come on.
Porn. That's good. Off top of the head for the porn
session. Come
bad.
On. Succession. Oh, there's a porn version of Succession.
There's a porn version of Succession called Succession.
Yeah.
This is Laura's business. I'm improvising, Lloyd.
Suck.
Okay.
What's improvising?
Oh,
suck.
God.
Yes, and Succession.
Yeah, Succession, Lloyd. Come on.
Right. Yeah. Oh, like sucking off session.
What?
Oh, for
that is disgusting. How dare you? My God. Okay. So you're taking over West Ham.
I think Europe messed us up. I think we were having such a great run of it. I think we should not have got distracted by Europe. We should have said, no, thanks. We're focused on the Premiership.
So you're going full on Brexit.
Yeah. Brexit.
You're taking over West Ham. Well,
what
was
that Super League that happened that when everyone, Super League, everyone, nah, get fucked.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was it,
yeah.
Basically. And it just never mentioned again.
So that's your plan to do with your West Ham and Europe going forward
don't want
to stay up.
We don't want Europa Conference League. We don't want Europa League. We don't want Champions League. We don't want Super League. We're fucking British.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't distract us, folks.
Now, we'll play Gillingham, but we ain't playing Ghent again. Yeah. You did play Ghent at the time.
So, are you keeping... First port of call, are you
all
keeping...
All ports?
Are you...
No ports, mate. Don't need ports.
Are you keeping David Moyes as manager? I say this because it's a big debate amongst West Ham fans at the moment about David Moyes.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, because I don't know. I can't reconcile how well we were doing to what's happened now. So he was obviously, do you know what I mean?
Right, so he's the same guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy that got you into Europe, which you obviously hate. But so he did something right at some
point. That's how I'm feeling. And it has been an injury. That's how I'm feeling, guys. I just love him.
I love this. I think there's going to be a lot of feeling in this. I think there's going to be a lot of it. Usually it's very...
In the absence of knowledge, insight, or any information, you're going to get feelings here, babes.
There's a lot
just
of...
A pure vibe. vibe episode.
Emotive response. Some people are usually cutthroat, but I think with Laura, we're going to get a lot of feeling there.
Well, who are we going to have instead?
This is your fantasy.
Yeah.
This is mad. You can do whatever you want. You can get anyone in you want. It's a business model. So, like, look, you've got all this porn money from your empire.
Yeah.
So you can pay anyone to
come
and be the
manager. Well, I'd get Klopp just so I could then sexually exploit him.
Good God. Okay.
There we go. Well, right there. Yeah, I said it. I'm in love with Klopp. All right.
Okay. That's fine.
Now, there's some teeth.
I like his glasses and I'm just in love with him. Okay?
Those are some teeth you wouldn't want involved in a succession. Okay. I'm just telling you.
Oh, okay. Race. That's a cum
load. We have different
of...
needs. Okay. And
So
I'm in love with Klopp, actually.
So you're getting rid of David Moyes?
I will, just for Klopp. Oh, this is so wrong, but I'm a porn magnate.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to get Klopp in and I imagine you're going to be sort of hidden cameras all over the place.
Yeah.
What is going on, Reese?
You said sexually exploit him.
Well,
you don't know how.
Sexual favours. Just kisses, you know?
For the listener, you wouldn't have seen that expression that Laura just gave, but it was very like, kisses, you know, and then I just like scrunched her face up and then she really wanted to kiss Jürgen.
Yeah.
When you said a lot of feeling, I thought you meant like emotional, not just a lot of literal feeling of the manager.
Right, I've got a bit weird now. It's pretty late.
But as in, like, you've gone, hello, Jürgen, I've got this job.
Yeah.
I scratch your back, you scratch mine?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yeah. And by back, I mean...
Okay,
no,
cool. Yeah.
No, but just like, can you wear this? I'm not really a formal type owner, you know, just real nice Speedos on the touchline. That's
Speedos
it.
On the touchline, fair enough.
No,
so you're like... So basically it'll be like Klopp comes to you as owner and it's like, I really want to sign Mbappe or whatever. And you're like, we can sign Mbappe if you do something for me.
Yeah, that's what it means.
And he's like, I want to sign Mbappe. I'll do anything. And you're like, anything? And then the music starts playing.
It's so sordid. I hate myself. Come on.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
It's all on brand. It's all on brand though, isn't it? A German...
Yeah, the porn industry. German.
Yeah, it's all that. But I think most people have got a crush. I think most even straight guys have got a crush on Klopp. He's a bit of a vibe,
isn't he? I'm a straight guy and I love Jürgen Klopp.
Yes.
Not in a sexual way, but no. I would absolutely...
I see the appeal.
Do you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to go on a wine tasting weekend with him.
Oh.
Ideally red.
It would be red.
It would be red, I think it would have to be red. So I think I'd love to go on a wine tasting retreat with Jürgen Klopp, but there has to be a nice outdoor swimming pool there.
Because you want to see him in his Speedos. Well, I've got news for you. You just have to tune into a West Ham match.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing Speedos on the touchline.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
No, but I want to be there. I want to be close
you
to him.
You want to be up
when
close.
He lost his glasses at that match because he was leaping about so much. You know, that sort of passion. You want
like
that
the
sort
passion.
Of vibe. I like the passion. Feelings.
Yeah, fair enough. So Klopp in, Moyes out.
Yeah.
But are you instructing Klopp to not get you into Europe?
Yeah.
You need to finish eighth to guarantee it with the FA Cup.
Well, if I'm honest, at Liverpool now, it's almost like he's been given that instruction.
Yeah, bloody hell. I mean, see, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's a funny old game. I've just coined that phrase.
I'm
TMing
that. Say that again.
Like,
it's
also a game of two halves.
It's a game of what?
It's a funny old game.
It's a funny old game of two halves.
It's a funny old game of two halves. Like Rebecca Vardy, she's TM'd Wagatha Christie, isn't she?
As if she invented it.
As if she invented it. Now I'm...
It's a funny old game of two halves.
It's a funny old game of two arms. Yeah, that's you. You copyright that.
Well,
that's yours.
At the end of the day, I think that's a great phrase. So Klopp's him. He's not allowed to go higher than eighth. What happens?
Basically.
What happens if he goes higher than eighth?
Well, he's there'll
be a
punishment.
Come to
higher,
my office.
Higher, we'll be deeper, filmed. Deeper. But this is what it is. I was talking to my big brother about doing this. Give me information. Give me names. What are our sponsors? Say something. Validate me. He's going, well, what's your plan then? Because I was just talking to him. Anyway. I said, well, I just want to go back to the bowling ground. Yeah. I want to stay middle of the table for the rest of our lives.
Fine.
And basically, I thought that is the only thing I want in the whole wide world just because I loved match days there. So... And then that's it. By proxy, don't go above eight.
That's good because you get the jeopardy. You know, you get the mid-table means you've got a season where it's like, you're going to get some results against top teams.
Yeah.
But you are also going to lose against
Norwich.
Exactly. So, and you get basically the highs and lows. You get all the feelings.
Yeah.
You get to have every emotion in a season.
But then Arsenal have done that for a long time of not being doing much at anywhere. And now... it's all so exciting. What a time to be an Arsenal fan. Because I've got love for Arsenal as well. I'm not like in the same way, you know, like the enemy and my enemy is my friend.
Is it?
Is that one of yours as well?
Yeah. Oh, all these little gems I'm giving
these
you.
Phrases. I love that you're trademarking all these. Like, you're going to make a lot of money off all these phrases as well. Any commentator, any other manager that uses these things, you're just cashing in on this.
That's like, your business. Well, that's porn and proverbs.
It's because Marty's got in it. And I was like, I love a sheepskin coat as well. So this is it. I'm a big fan of a sheepskin coat. And me and my friend Jem, who's also a fan of a sheepskin coat, we joke that it's almost like the groundhog. Like, oh, he's... John Motson's got his sheepskin on. It's time, you know, like that heralds right. the cold season for yeah. us. Like, you can't wear your sheepskin until he does. I feel like there's a gap for someone to say words.
Well, you know that John Motson
in sheepskin coat.
John Motson sadly passed away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, I'm right. talking about
now. It's open.
I'm
up.
Saying
You're
I've got
new...
all these wisdoms and phrases like yeah. any good no knowledge, but a sheepskin coat and plagiarism is what I've got.
I'm a cab driver on the way here. Do you know what I mean? Full of wisdom, no fucking knowledge. Took me 40 minutes to get from Battersea.
what an unbelievably old school joke that is. One of the most.
Do you mind it?
One of the most old school.
I'll like explain it to the listeners.
It's a comedy ripping I've heard in my life.
When you were saying. I envisaged a kind of besequined blazer. It was so kind of end yeah, of the pier yeah. kind
so
of
for anyone that doesn't
vibes.
Live in London, most black cab drivers have to do the knowledge.
Don't really.
No, I think we got it. The issue wasn't
we got it. We love it.
Honest, I've got no leg to stand on with the succession stuff. If I just had a northern accent, that would have been considered the exact same.
It tell was what, the rhythm what, of what, it.
Succession.
It was,
yeah. what I did
there. Succession. More like succession.
yeah, that's what I did. And now I'm going.
I'll do it again.
Knowledge.
Succession. More like succession.
Thank you. That makes
we actually can put applause on that. we can do.
You're so close to just being that comedian.
Do you know what? I would love to be that comedian.
You are so close.
I was so annoying when John Thompson came up with Bernard Wright on. My mother-in-law, absolutely lovely lady. It's like, oh, it's such a beautiful character.
Yeah.
I would love to just go out and just do that. Like, I'd love to be a character act. I'm not a character act.
This is actually Lloyd. You.
Yeah, no, this is all me, 100% Lloyd.
This has changed everything.
And I would love to be a character act. I'd love to just go out there with the balls and just go, do you know what, fuck it. I'd love to go out there and just be... Like you, do you know what I mean? Mm. With your poems and your whimsy. Oh,
yeah.
With your mummy.
I don't have any whimsy and I haven't done poems for years.
Okay,
but yeah,
cool.
You used
yeah,
to do poems.
I used to do the occasional. I used to dabble in the occasional poem.
By occasional, it means 55 minutes out of 60.
It's something.
It's 55 minutes out of 60.
Yeah, exactly.
By occasional, it means 55 minutes out of 60.
Lovely show, though. Fantastic. That's what I'm
succession.
Expecting.
More like. So you're going back to the Berlin. You mentioned that earlier, but you kind of like brushed it aside, saying, "What I want the old, I want
I
the
old." Mow down the flats that they've put where they were.
Mm. Mow down the flats, yeah.
Just clear all that.
Yeah.
Get rid of all that. Bosh. And then put it back, thanks.
And you want it exactly as it was.
Exactly.
There was no issues with it.
I want it. I want all the stall holders. I want the OLAS Overland and Sea fanzine being sold by Matey in the old Cherry Red Docks. I want it all. I want the Burger fans back.
Cherry Red Dot.
Is that
Cherry Red Dot Martins? Yep, and cool. You know the sort of.
What was the catering like at the bowling ground?
What do you think it would have been like? What do you mean the actual in the ground?
Yeah, in
just,
the ground.
Yeah, just pucker pies and.
And you want to keep that? You don't want to introduce any new kind of catering in there. Little bits of ways to modernise it, or you want to keep it all
because
it was
in Green Street. So Green Street is like, did Great you know, film. Is like. A total, you know, Asian hub area. The food down Green Street and East End High Street. Did you not?
I did not know that.
It's a £1 fish, man. Queen's Market.
£1
Come and have
fish.
A look. £1
no
fish.
Way, is that Green Street?
That's Green Street.
Oh, I did so not
it's,
know that.
It's so exciting, a match day down Green Street with, you know, Queen's Market and... You know, just the multiculturalism of it, the shops, the food. You could get any food you like down there. You know what I mean? So it don't matter what the pies are selling. You know, you'd all leave and then you'd end up going for a Chan's in High Street North, famous Chan's Chinese restaurant and all that. It's just like, oh, it's everything so tasty. And you watch people on match days at Westfield Stratford having a pint at it makes me shudder. It has revived a few pubs around Carpenter's Road and all that, so that's quite nice. But it's just not that. It's not that.
Yeah,
it's
also once you're having a Franco Manca before a match, you know that it's
off.
Sourdough.
Yeah.
Sourdough. More like sourdough. No?
Oh, almost. Hell, yeah. It is. Something's been unleashed today. Yeah.
Oh, God.
All you have to do is just separate the words. Yeah.
It's like someone's come out of a coma and they've like got a new accent, a new personality.
I can smell colours.
So, yeah.
But I didn't know that about Green Street. I just assumed, obviously, the film.
Yeah.
Which Paul McCaffrey, our friend, was in. Other than that, I didn't think it was a multicultural place at all. If anything, I thought the opposite. Pie mash.
Oh no, super duper. Obviously, on Barking Road, it was all pie and mash, and East Ham High Street, all pie mash, and the fish and chip shop. So everything suffered around there. But you know, it was like, it's just, yeah, that nice, brilliant mix of what I love about East London. I mean, because a lot of the fans would just be driving in from Essex, do you know what I mean? So yeah. It'd be all these throwback kind of lads with sharp kind of, your haircut basically, like sharp parting and smelling nice.
Yeah, exactly.
I smell like nice, thank you.
Like, exactly. Nice. I do. I've just been in the kitchen with you.
Incredible.
Lloyd.
Let me just shuffle
Lloyd.
Past. Which vibe? What do you wear? What fragrance do you wear?
What do you know what I'm wearing today?
What do you wash?
I have 30 perfumes after shaves. What are you laughing at? I'm being serious.
There's nothing this guy can't brag about.
30 perfumes.
I once overheard him bragging about how fast he drives.
Yeah, I was having a chat with Michael Schumacher.
No, he was talking to a producer on a show and then was just like, yeah, I was driving this other act between these gigs and this guy went to me, God, you drive fast.
Yeah,
I can drive pretty fast, actually. I was like, Lloyd.
I was chatting to the producer of Top Gear. It was relevant, do you know what I mean? I was like, look, if you want someone that drives fast.
Anyway, listen, it's nice to
stick with me.
Be in a moment of a podcast so you just know is being snipped out.
What I think is that you taking the stadium back to Bolin, rebuilding it, you're going to make a lot of people very happy.
Yeah, 100%.
And we've not even got onto the porn bit yet. Do you know what I mean? You're making a lot of people.
Are you
going to
increase the capacity of it?
No.
Why would you?
Increase revenue.
You're not interested.
Be able to invest in better players and then go climbing up the table. Boom, we're back in Europe.
Why,
right,
okay.
Why would you expand the stadium when you can just expand the TMs? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, hello.
Right.
I will sell
money, yeah.
Yeah, I will sell merch with "It's a funny old game" written on it.
Yeah, it's a
game of two halves.
Or maybe like "It's a funny old game" on the front of two halves on the back.
Yeah.
Like the new half and half scarf, half and half
phrases.
Yeah,
Spooner, get your spoonerisms.
So I guess you've got to be careful if you don't want to go into Europe. You've got to balance on the fulcrum of not being too good, not being too shit. Mm. So you don't want any star signings or anything like that. What?
But it's the feeling. Like I think I remember going to watch Man City away. Man City fans ain't changed. You know, like as in. They still sing at that stadium. Do you know what I mean? Mm. They still have got that vibe. And, you know, you go to, like, other places, it's like, oh, there's no vibe. They don't know how to even... You know what I mean? They feel... So if you could have all that success and still... It's more the experience, isn't it? Everything's about experience, isn't it? I have no knowledge.
Feelings.
Honestly, you've like my text driver this morning.
Oh, God. Please stop saying the word knowledge, Laura. I can't handle this.
You're going back to Doc Martens.
Yeah.
Their sponsor, they're the sponsor across the shirt.
Yeah.
Right? Doc Martens back.
I think that is that
going back
pony?
To the old.
Cool. Well, I was very young with the RAC. What did we say?
RAC Windows.
BAC
Windows. Are they still going?
Probably.
Who knows?
I don't remember BAC Windows, to be honest.
No, you
happy
don't.
To do a script read if they want to sponsor the podcast.
Yes.
Keeping the crest as normal.
Yeah.
Not changing that.
Yeah.
Now the thing that I don't like about West Ham.
Oh, go on, do go on.
The mascot.
Oh, I know.
No, it's not right.
Oh,
is it?
I know.
It's not right.
I mean, there's some wrong mascots out there.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about, you know, even the West Brom boiler, which I think gets a lot of airtime.
We get a lot of DMs. I don't know if you get these DMs, Lloyd, but every time you bring up this boiler, I get a DM from this West Brom fan, I can't remember his name, who says, "Can you tell Lloyd that was not the mascot? It was just a promotional thing for 1 year. We have a separate mascot." So this is me telling you on air. It's not the mascot. We've got to stop bringing it up.
Okay. So the mascot that West Brom had,
the boiler.
Also, I got a DM saying, "I'm Tony Mowbray's son, I can tell you what aftershave he wears." What episode was that from?
I don't know, but we can't get back onto fragrances. I took ages getting off.
Bulgari Aquapohom is what I'm wearing today.
Oh, nice.
So what mascot are you going with? Because at the moment you've got, is it Harry the Hammerhead or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it's like
what?
A hammer, isn't he? A
hammer with eyes. It's very
hammer
creepy.
Hammer with eyes. It's a bit.
But you, so you're, okay, if you're trying to project the old school image of West Ham, maybe it should be a snooker ball and a sock.
Just everyone, I'm the daddy now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. What would I have?
Hammerhead. He's fucking
It's a bit child. It's a bit
scary.
Yeah, you sort
it feels
wanna...
a bit...
Considering
it's
like,
a bit Avengers-y.
Yeah, it's not very ICF.
He's fucking hench.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's like a transformer.
He's like a weird transformer robot.
He's a transformer from Wish, basically,
is
what,
that, is
what
that
you've got
the
there.
Light, is that with it?
I think that is the actually... Lion. That's another mascot.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if it being a lion, whether it was...
I don't think it is.
No, it wouldn't
I
be.
Think...
They'd look too friendly. They'd be beating each other up.
What are you thinking then?
I don't know.
For this Chelsea image. It could be a big Doc Martin boot.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be like a cut. What was that cartoon? Like Potted and Peas or something? I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. What it sounds a bit like 90s cartoon. Some big boot like that can run about and talk. Yeah, that'd be quite cool actually.
Yeah,
a
boot.
Go and little talking boot.
It can kick the ball at half time.
Yes. Sorry,
whoever's in it has to hop.
So sorry, we've just like gone from going, hammer with eyes. A hammer with eyes is a bit weird. Let's have a talking boot.
Yeah.
That's fine, is it?
Yeah, ready for a curb stomp.
Stop.
No,
but it has got those associations, hasn't it? The old Doc Martens.
It does have a bit.
It's a little bit.
It's a bit much.
It's a little bit skinhead, isn't it? It is all a bit that, isn't it? I suppose.
Is
it? Trying to get out of that, aren't we?
I just thought, I didn't have that at all. It was just always the Grebos at school that wore the Doc Martens for me, and they had to black out the yellow lace bits.
Yeah.
Why?
What's a Grebo then? Like
Grebo,
goth,
yeah. In Grimsby, you had
diet goth.
Oh yeah,
you had a Grebo and a townie. Okay,
and the Grebo, a bit more grungy alternative.
Yeah, and you would basically have, and I'm talking E.K. Sadler's, maybe you said Sadie Turner's, would have Doc Martin boots, and then they would have to with these are the days before Sharpies. Okay, old school permanent markers. You'd have to just paint over the yellow.
Why? Just because they wanted them to be all. Black.
Yeah, you weren't allowed any colour on the shoes at school.
Oh, at school, right.
Yeah, I went to Sandhurst officer training, whatever it's called.
No, but you take things out of context then. In East London, with a turn-up jean and a check shirt and braces, you're a...
This is England fan.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And you don't want to, you want to kind of avoid that.
Avoid racism and thuggery. Yeah. I'm not really into that, funnily enough. No, but it was a big thing. And I've got friends that, you know, the local kids that like basically in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, went to West Ham once and never, like black guys that never went again and supported Arsenal forever, even being East Londoners supported Arsenal because... It was scary, you know, and getting chased down the road and all that. It is serious. I'm getting all like stuttery because that is serious history. You know, I talk about the multiculturalism, but actually, we're talking about taking it back to 80s and 90s. It weren't a nice place. Yeah. It has got that associations, definitely.
Exactly. So you want it to be like that, but you've got to modernise it in some ways.
Aggressive. All right, fine. We'll take the pucker pies out. And we're putting, you know, samosa in, basically.
Right.
Keep it
God. Right. Yes, please.
Yeah, wouldn't that hit?
A samosa, a pakora before a football match.
Lovely stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, but you've got really nice places down there because there's a lot of south, there's a huge south, South Indian Sri Lankan temple there as well. So there's loads of dosa places. Like authentic, but like so lovely. Good. Best food in the world down there.
It's what is lacking from football stadiums.
Yes.
What's that?
Football stadium catering is so... bland.
Not if you support Grimsby Town. As I keep saying, the food there is absolutely incredible and it's very, very economically viable. Cheap is what I mean.
What are you buying there? What are you getting there?
Have you heard of the phrase quesadilla?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. That's one of Laura's phrases, actually. Yeah, I think Laura,
coined
the term quesadilla.
I invented the quesadilla.
It's a quesadilla. With a little bit of with nachos and a scotch egg on the side.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, we've talked about this. They always have a little scotch egg on the side.
Well, Spurs really now in the goal line bar, which is the longest bar in Europe in a football stadium, which is a trophy. And they have now, it's loads of different catering things from all around the world. So it's not like it was back in the day of like, you can get a pie, maybe a sausage roll, and a hot dog that's the worst hot dog
of all
time.
See, this sounds a little bit like O2.
But it is a bit like that. It's a bit soullessly done. So yes, you can get some noodles next to a fish and chips bit and a pizza bit and stuff, but it's like it's kind of done in like an airport lounge way.
See, this is what I mean. It's all those rough edges taken off, you know, and it's just like, you know, I mean, Craven Cottage is got no atmosphere because of shit fans, but you know, it's wooden and it feels nice when you go, you know, like those sorts of feelings.
You want to take elements from various different bits. You know what I mean? You want to take the food from Green Street. Pop it in West Ham. Do you know what I mean? Get rid of the racism.
Get £1 fish. I want £1 fish man as the mascot. Yeah. That's what I want. Everyone's singing £1 fish. Yes, please.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Are there any rules or regulations you're bringing in? I keep going back to the fact that you only want to finish like no higher than 8 and no lower than 16.
This sums me up. This sums me up 18. Basically of like, I do 17. Have ambition, but even in comedy, it's like, yes. I got a festival. I got free festival tickets. You know, like that was always the goal. Like,
yeah.
Gosh, you know. So you're putting happy me on with telly, just like, will you?
Middle lane driver. I'm happy with this.
Yeah, I'm just like bubbling along. Like.
Bubbling along. So, are there any rules or regulations you're bringing into maybe the players? Do you know what I mean? The players, they can't be too good. No more.
Yeah,
than three.
People. Sometimes it's like, you know, people get into like sock height. And stuff like that, as in, like, you can't have a Grealish low sock. You've got to be a certain height.
Or,
you've got to, I don't know, you're not allowed long hair
but
or something like that.
You know, for what I will talk about the fans of it, I just don't think we're a dirty side to West Ham in terms of, like, fouling and doing shitty little moves. And I think that kind of messes up. And, you know, I love, you know, I feel like Declan Rice is, well, no, he could get a bit leery. But, you know, I just like, you know, Mark Noble, you know, let's just like clone him, Mr. West Ham, do it properly, take care, you know, like a little bit of some ink. Knowing how to, you know.
Do you want 11 Mark Nobles? Or do you just
want 11 Mark Nobles?
You want 11 Mark Nobles?
I want Freddie Sears, Mark Noble, and Declan Rice. I just want people that love the club. You know, you've got to love it. And I think, you know, I talked about, you know, England's success, but they look like they've loved each other, England.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's what's made the difference in the last few years under Southgate, of that kind of, maybe not super, that final killer instinct, but that kind of wanting it.
They all want to go there. They don't dread it, yeah.
I think that's what was making West Ham good. People wanting it and not too cynical. And yeah, I've accepted Declan Rice is going, but it's because of that love. Do you know, like they love the club.
I think you do get the fact that there's a lot, does seem like a lot of love there with like Jared and Miguel Antonio and, you know, Declan and that. Like, there seems to be like a nice little a bond.
Absolutely,
there.
100%. And it has got that. I think there is that sort of identity with West Ham. And I was talking about, like, you know, Arsenal, but, you know, used to get their cast-offs back in the day of when they were done with them and all that sort of
Freddie
stuff.
Freddie Ljungberg.
Yeah, oh, fucking Ljungberg. See, me, Ljungberg, Klopp, Jacuzzi, Bosch.
The jacuzzi is made by Bosch. Okay.
I fed you that. I fed you. It's pathetic. I'm embarrassed for you.
Sorry, but I do like eating. Okay? I do like eating.
Okay, cool. So you need some sort of fit players, but not when they're in their prime, because they'll get you into Europe.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And you need
I want Ljungberg in his prime.
You want Ljungberg in his prime?
Yeah, I want him in his prime.
Please stop rubbing your thighs.
I preferred him West Ham days.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Appearance-wise?
No, yeah. It's almost like going, yeah, I'm a little bit dirty now. Do you know what I mean? I'll stoop to this level. Too shiny at Arsenal, if you ask me. Do you know what I mean? Too good, too shiny. Whereas West Ham is like, yeah, a bit rough.
Yeah, we had Ian Wright, didn't we, for a little bit?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Ian Wright,
So you want to bring some of these back? You want these players back?
And just fondness.
You want Ljungberg in his prime, though. You want Ian Wright in the West Ham days.
Ian Wright now, I don't know.
Ian Wright now.
He's just brilliant. Yeah, just
several
vibes,
Mark Nobles.
Vibes, pass the vibes check.
You want Declan Rice, and at the side of the pitch, you want the man singing £1 fish.
What is not... When you sum it up like that, I'm like, fucking yes. I didn't even know. I didn't have that plan when I walked in there. But when you package it up like that
you
and
got
hand
all these
it back
players,
to me...
Klopp's managing them. Guys shouting, singing £1 fish. You're in the bullying ground. Everyone's in the stand eating a samosa.
Or a pakora.
Oh. It's good, isn't it?
Oh, fucking hell. Yes!
We're not over the line yet, obviously. The supercomputer needs to decide whether you are fit and proper. We're asking you questions, do you know what I mean? It's an interview, it's a podcast, we think. But the supercomputer throws up a little situation, do you know what I mean? To figure out whether you might be able to react to a chair/owner conundrum. Reese, can you read out what the
Yeah, this is what the scenario's thrown up. The computer's thrown up as a scenario.
Earnestness activated. Go.
MTV decide to bring back Pimp My Ride, hosted, of course, by Ramesh Ranganathan. This time, though, guests don't have to volunteer to have their ride pimped. It's randomly assigned to the public. Ramesh and his goons begin with your team bus. We're talking spinning rims, hydraulics that bump the bus up and down, subwoofers that blare out incredibly bassy team songs on the motorway, flames printed on the side, a massive TV screen out the back playing not just highlights of your best goals, but clips of your rivals' fuck-ups for everyone to see. Essentially, it's a huge statement. And players are really leaning into it. Enormous bling chains, even bigger headphones as they step off the bus, baggy jeans instead of training gear when they arrive. Your team is getting a reputation as the most gangster club there is. But it is making them lazier on the pitch, which some attribute to possible marijuana use, or perhaps just being too cool for school. Some of them are even throwing their hands in the air like they just don't care, which has proven a nightmare for VAR penalty decisions. You don't want to get rid of the pimped bus, as the players and fans absolutely love the pimped bus. So do you embrace its popularity by turning up in your own hip-hop garb? And how do you remotivate the lads who have taken so quickly to the culture, aren't performing?
That was the longest scenario I think we've ever had. It's almost like the supercomputer had a gig in Colchester last night.
Sometimes the supercomputer will gig in Colchester.
And have to write a scenario on the way back, be bored.
That sometimes does happen.
I loved every last part of that. I'm in. I'm sold.
Oh, you want to keep
the bus? Oh, of course. I don't want them to perform well. Lindbergh in his prime needs a bit of Mary Jane. That's what's going on. Let's bring it all down to a normal level. That fucking bus is the very thing that's going to keep us out of Europe. Are you mad? I love it.
I'm giving you a solution.
I went misty-eyed when you were explaining it, and you just kept saying more things I loved.
Fuck it up. Yeah, okay.
What part of my gold hoop earrings are you not getting that I wouldn't be on board with that?
I will admit.
That's how we do in East London. We're in a council flat. We've got the fucking BMW outside. We love it.
I quite like the fact that there was a few things you were going... He's throwing up a scenario, and Laura's going, "This ain't a scenario.
Yeah, this is the real."
What do you want me to manage again?
Yeah.
He was sort of going.
When the supercomputer did say, "Are you going to embrace it with your own sort of hip hop look?" I mean, I did look at your outfit today
in my Air Max and tracksuit.
It is already on the hip hop side of things. To be fair, it's certainly not a Grebo. I think.
No, Mary J. Blige. If you don't mind me saying is that all right?
Yeah. Cool. Are you a yes?
Yeah. Literally. Yes, thank you.
And you're on board with all of it, even the bus bumping up and down as you go along the motorway with the hydraulics. The clips.
Thank you, Ramesh.
The clips of Spurs fucking up, playing out of a TV that's facing out the back.
Oh my God. Well, you know, like the away bus, it's like when we go like for punters, if you ever get the coach, the away coach,
I don't think he gets Mrs. Brown, he doesn't do that.
Just in case any listeners are wondering if I keep it real, they just play Mrs. Brown Boys on repeat. So
no, they don't. That's
the only time I've ever watched Mrs. Brown Boys. God. They love it, but I don't. Yeah, I'm not dissing it. I love it too.
Oh, you know when you go, who's watching Mrs. Brown Boys? Yeah, you've just answered that question.
Well, hello, and my in-laws.
West Ham away fans.
West Ham away fans and my in-laws. But the I loved every part of that.
It's when you said as well.
Is that all I've got to manage?
Chairman
of the club.
They've gone a little bit too gangster. Laura's going, yeah, that's exactly what we want. Yeah.
So you like them turning up, like, you know, basically we see this footage now of the players getting off the bus and they're holding their little wash bag.
Oh, I know.
And they've got their headphones around their neck or whatever. But they are usually all dressed the same because they're either in the tracksuit or they're sometimes wearing a suit for a Champions League game or whatever. It won't be a problem for you because you don't want to be in Europe. But you're fine with them all turning up with like FUBU jeans.
No.
Or like baggy and maybe like a vest.
A white beater string vest. No, but all that sort of... They're young men, you know, that they're going to enjoy their money while they are. You know what I mean? As long as... You know, it's a little bit of... I don't mind. I like a little bit of... showing off.
Yeah, expressing
themselves. Yeah, enjoy your money. I like labels. I like it.
Think about what Graham Souness is going to say.
Graham
Souness. He's not going to be happy with it.
Roy Keane's going to be fuming.
Roy Keane,
they're not footballers
that
anymore.
Clip. Baby. That baby clip has got me stitches.
Baby. Well, this is great. Well, what we need to do now is pop it into the supercomputer to decide as to whether you are a fit and proper...
I've already admitted to doing sexual assault on my manager. I've upped it just while I sat here.
Yeah, I think you were fine until that moment. I think there would have been... You said favours.
Sexual favours.
You've just changed it. I think if we just edit that bit out, supercomputer might
start again. Sorry, I'll shut up. Right, I'm almost out.
Right, here we go. I'll just pop that in now. One second.
The verdict. I'm afraid is you are not fit and proper.
I'm so
what?
Not.
You're not fit and proper, I'm afraid.
Why?
No ambition.
I think
it wasn't a lack of ambition.
The supercomputer does want to erase like racism. Wow. Okay.
No,
interesting.
I think it's on board with the.
It's because he's Spurs.
Yeah, I don't. No, the supercomputer's not Spurs.
Supercomputer,
the supercomputer is neutral.
Oh, really?
But.
All right.
I think it did. The supercomputer did find the sexual stuff was very on the cusp. It was on the cusp, wasn't it? It was a bit. There was a power imbalance at play.
Yeah, was
that it
there
wasn't
ever.
That keen on.
Not in the scenarios I was going to get him to act out. Succession.
Yeah, exactly. It found also like, a lot of the where sort of Lloyd went with a lot of his stuff during the show. And this does affect it. It's stuff Lloyd does.
I'm basically getting done by the... No, you made us act a bit silly.
You made Lloyd act a bit weird and the supercomputer didn't like it.
What, I don't blame me. I've got nothing
no,
to do
I think it's your fault, Lloyd.
You made my co-host act a bit
you daft. You made Lloyd go weird, so
weird.
The supercomputer didn't like
I'll
it.
I'll fucking show you weird.
Exactly. You see what I mean?
Oh, that is a shame.
It became a working
no,
class
it was more
off,
the,
didn't it?
It was the power imbalance with Klopp, really, was the issue.
Oh, grow up.
yeah, fair enough. And I will tell it to the supercomputer.
Yeah, tell the supercomputer from Hertfordshire cul-de-sac Spurs supporter if that is the super. This is like deal or no deal. Sorry, the banker's on the line.
Yeah.
Tell the banker's
all right,
to fuck
Noel.
Off.
Yeah.
You're weirdo.
Fine, I don't want the responsibility anyway. I've got my ambition now and I want that bus. That's my only ambition.
Yeah,
in life.
It's all your heart wasn't in it until there was a pimped out bus and sort of thought maybe you should just go into a completely different line
I'm
of work.
Relieved, to be honest. I'm relieved. You would have kept me up at night trying to run this club.
It would have kept me up. Yeah, fine. I'll take my money back. And all those trademarks, though. You still keep them.
Man. Yeah.
I mean, I just love doing this podcast because now the public have heard the phrase, it's a funny old game.
Yeah. Everyone will be saying that now.
It's a funny old game with two halves.
And actually, listeners, if you suddenly notice people saying it's a funny old game and it's a game with two halves and stuff like
you're
that,
welcome.
You now know the origin.
Yeah.
If you suddenly hear it, it's going to blow up, I reckon. I reckon pretty soon you'll be hearing that everywhere, all over football coverage.
And you'll be thinking, well, fucking Loris has put on your house with all, those royalties.
Yeah. Got that sweet, sweet catchphrase money.
Yeah. Well, Laura, thank you so much for coming on Fit and Proper. We're sorry you're not fit and proper, but...
We all knew that. It was a foregone conclusion.
No, not at all. I'm surprised, but let's we'd love to come on your bus. Sorry. Hey, we'd love to come on your bus sometime soon. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Yes, on that note.
Thank you, Laura.
You're very welcome.
There we go, Lloydie. What an ep that was. Laura Smith. Load of ideas.
£1 fish.
It was on the edge, wasn't it? It was on the edge with the, you know, the porn barons.
Again, we're all learning. I've learned a lot this episode. I'll have you know. And I'm also going to, I want to go and meet the £1 fish guy. Think he's still there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You reckon?
That's football heritage. I didn't know. I knew it was London heritage. I didn't know that was football heritage. But it turns out, you know, diversity of food along Green Street. Who knew £1 fish was all part of it?
Also, quickly, I love Laura's voice and I obviously love my voice. I think it's very good to love, you know, what you've got. But I would love to sound like Laura.
Really?
An authentic accent.
Are you saying that you've got an inauthentic accent?
I don't mind it, but...
You putting it on? Are you not Northern? Are you putting it this all fake? Well,
yeah, but I've not got a proper... I haven't got proper Grimsby. Like my sister and all our friends have got proper Grimsby because I was like choir trained and all that. Like, I don't have a proper accent, whereas Laura's got a proper accent.
Right, so
you know
want a
where
thick,
she's from.
You want a proper thick accent where you know straight away.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying Laura's thick, thank you very much. I'm saying she's got a very specific accent. I just love her voice. And also, if you love her voice, you should absolutely get on her podcast with Michelle DeSwart called Bang On It. It's on BBC Sounds. I'm not even sure. We'd have to say that. Yeah, we'd have to say it, aren't we? Do you know what I mean?
It's a BBC podcast. It's on BBC Sounds. Go check it out. It's very funny.
I think they're about 10 episodes in at the moment, but it's very, very funny.
It's new, but it's doing great. I think they're having fun. And also, just to say, RIP David Gold, one of the Dildo Brothers. RIP, died in January.
Okay, so if you've enjoyed this episode or any of the episodes, please do give us a little 5-star review. 4 stars are useless. 1 star is absolutely... What's the fucking point, mate? So if you've enjoyed it, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your local fishmonger. But this has been Fit and Proper. I've been Lloyd Griffith from Grimsby, and you have been Rhys James from Chelsea, Money. From Sheffield Wednesday, from Cambridge United, and hopefully soon from Wrexham. They're definitely going to sign someone. They'll definitely. That's where they're from, isn't it? That's where they're from. Anyway.
Oh, it's over. Why did I pick this name?
You should have sticked with.
I'm not doing the gag here, mate.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. See you later on. Take care. See ya. Rhys is crying.